from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
I want to talk very quickly about this Bolivian guy they just hauled out of the Amazon rainforest. He was off with four of his mates on a hunting trip. And then he got lost.
Okay.
And then his mates went home. And he was out there for 31 days on his own, okay? And apparently on day four, he tripped and dislocated his ankle. So he spent 27 days surviving in the jungle with a dislocated ankle. That cannot be fun. Like, you are... No one wants to live through something that's going to become a Netflix special.
I'm also just wondering, like, how do your mates just bounce? They're just like, hey, sorry, dude. Okay. Yes.
He says he was, you know, Martin Bester did the shoey the other week.
Yes.
He said he was collecting rainwater in one of his shoes. That was what he was drinking. And then he was eating worms and insects that were crawling close enough to catch. Because dislocated ankle.
Oh, so he couldn't move.
No, he could hobble slowly, apparently, but it was very sore. So he didn't get very far.
Oh.
But I mean, what a horrendous thing to have to go through. You know, that like Robinson Crusoe stuff doesn't exist. Which got me thinking about Bear Grylls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Bear's TV show?
Yes.
Where he would always find an animal and then hollow it out and sleep inside it and drink wee. And you know all of the things a bear did.
Yeah.
Mm. Of all of those series, and I speak under correction here because maybe he subsequently did it. He's been all over the world, right?
Yeah.
He came to Africa one time. One single trip that he did to our neck of the woods, Ons Bosveld, and he lasted about 36 hours and then they airlifted him out.
No. Bear Grylls.
Yeah. He found something that was dead in the bush and then he ate some of it and then he drank some water and all of a sudden he was sick and vomiting and weight loss and they pulled him out and they were like, cool, we're done with Africa. You can do all the stuff in Europe where it's just mountains and forests and stuff. That's fine. But when there are lions and malaria, it's a completely different ballgame.
And don't forget about the tigers in the streets. Honestly.
The tigers on the streets of Johannesburg.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.